Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:03. We're cooling down. 70 degrees. It's going to be cloudy with a high in the mid-80s by later this afternoon. Our top story this morning, we're following breaking news. A night of terrible flooding in North Texas, where a man's body is found submerged in a car.
And Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff says the rain was really coming down.
Yeah, parts of North Texas received 3 to 4 inches of rain overnight. And we have more storms in the forecast, but not until into the weekend.
At least a couple inches in North Dallas, where KRLD's Russell Scott is reporting from, where that flood victim was found. Russell, what do we know?
Well, as the sun's coming up, I can now see Park Central under 635. That's a really dark area around midnight. The water has receded, but it was a totally different story last night. Two men escaped one vehicle that had stalled out in the high water. But police say by the time they were able to get their swift water rescue team to that second vehicle, one person was found dead. This all started around midnight last night. Medical examiner just about 30 minutes ago left the scene. Both cars were picked up and taken away just about an hour ago, and the investigation continues. We do not know the name of the victim at this point. Tragic situation here in North Texas, but an area that's very dark, and a reminder not to take the chance of driving through high water, especially in the middle of the night. Live at Park Lane and LBJ, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly. Live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic and weather, 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little, and storm damage cleanup will be underway as soon as the sun comes up in Denton County. National Weather Service tells us there's a partial collapse of a warehouse on the west side of Denton at 380 and Western Boulevard. Nearby at Denton Enterprise Airport, around the time that came down, which was about 9:30 last night, had wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour. We told you about the high water issues in North Dallas. We had other problems with vehicles getting stranded in high water at 75 and 15th in Plano, along with areas of Rowlett and Saxe and Garland as well.
KRLD power outage update.
Slowly but surely, power starting to come back on for some North Texans this morning. But in Dallas County, 2,500 homes and businesses were without power. Another 1,350 in Collin County. About 230 outages in Tarrant County at this point.
John, legal challenges are expected over Tarrant County's controversial new redistricting map. Commissioners approved it hours after they heard from hundreds of speakers and several mayors, and after some tense talk between commissioners and the county judge.
Tarrant County commissioners voted 3-2 to adopt a map developed by a conservative law firm. People on both sides lined up to have their say.
Tarrant County
County being purple is a great strength. It combats partisan extremism on both sides.
I ask the court to ignore the noise of the far left on the dais and in this courtroom with their wailing, the gnashing of teeth, and racial innuendo.
Commissioner Roderick Miles said they needed more time to look at maps brought to them less than a week ago. But Tarrant County Judge Tim O'Hare says the whole country is getting more divided.
I don't apologize for being a Republican. I don't apologize for conservative values.
The mayors of several cities in Tarrant County signed a letter opposing the plan, saying this was likely to wind up in court. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRWLD.
Dallas Animal Services says animal cruelty is still a major problem in the city.
Dallas Animal Services Director Paul Ramon says DAS takes in around 2,500 animals each year for suspected animal cruelty.
An animal could be with us for anywhere from 1 to 2 days, and then disposition occurs, or it could be with us after the initial filing, any appeal process, and then in any days after that, the animal could be with us for well past 30 days.
He says they take in more roosters due to cockfighting than any other animal, which takes extra resources to care for. The second highest would be dogs. Ramon says these numbers are on par with other big cities and says DAS is always looking for reputable partners to assume responsibility for the animals. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
A federal judge rules that U.S. prisons must continue providing hormone therapy and social accommodations for transgender inmates, blocking an executive order from President Trump. A new Dallas police pilot program could open academy doors to high school grads with work experience, no college necessary, in hopes of tackling the city's officer shortage. Tell us what you think about the plan by using the voice message feature in the Odyssey app. Just click the microphone button there on the KRLD page. A night of powerful storms brings flash flooding and treacherous driving conditions across North Texas overnight. Rainfall so intense, multiple vehicles became stranded in deep water under 635 at Park Central, including one man who died submerged in the water there.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Because you've got a life, and we've got the headlines. It's our 20-minute Morning Briefing kicks off now. I'm Joe Kelly. On DFW's only all-news morning show, it's 7:23.
It is 23 after 7. I'm John Little. Surrounded by families of violent criminals out on bail, Governor Abbott signed Senate Bill 9 and Senate Joint Resolution 5. They would let voters decide if judges can deny bail to violent offenders.
Hundreds of Texans have been murdered by violent criminals who had previously been arrested and released on easy bail. That's why I made bail reform an emergency item.
Joint Resolutions 1 and 87 failed to pass. They would have denied bail to those based on police accusations and those in the U.S. illegally.
But those other proposals, as Schwarzenegger would say, they're going to be back. And we are not done yet.
Abbott perhaps hinting he may call a special session in order to pass those resolutions.
724 now, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates.
Hewlett-Packard Enterprise reported quarterly revenue that topped estimates and said it expects a reduced impact from tariffs on its business this year. Its latest results also beat expectations. Artificial intelligence has fueled a wave of demand for powerful servers and other hardware from vendors like HPE and Dell, but HPE has not been able to seize the moment as much as some of its peers. A ship carrying about 3,000 cars to Mexico has been abandoned in the middle of the Pacific Ocean after catching fire yesterday. Smoke was first seen coming from a deck on the Morning Midas. The ship's manager said the vessel has about 800 electric vehicles on board. The U.S. Coast Guard evacuated all 22 crew members, and American farmers are optimistic with sentiment at a four-year high, according to a Purdue University and CME survey. Growers are betting on rising crop exports as the Trump administration pushes for more trade deals. Futures are higher this morning. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
A ghost ship adrift in the Pacific with electric vehicles on it. We could rent a raft, John, and go pick up a couple of those EVs.
Absolutely. And charge them where?
I don't know.
Yeah.
My plan is not fully thought out.
Oh, okay. Well, let me know when you got...
I'm working
on it. Got away. All right, 7:25. Next school year, all students in Cedar Hill will have to turn off their phones during school. The district says it's hoping the change will increase focus and engagements and reduce distractions. The policy will include cell phones, smart watches, and headphones as well. Your news rolls on for Trajan Wealth. And today, the governor plans to sign that massive school funding bill into law. And for the first time in 6 years, Texas teachers are getting a pay raise from the state, part of the $8.5 billion deal. Depending on the size of the school district, teachers will get from $2,500 to $10,000 more. Texas State Teachers Association spokesman Clay Robinson says he expects teachers will be back in front of lawmakers in the next session, though.
It was a good step in the right direction. Teachers will appreciate the pay raises, but they will need additional raises 2 years from now, and school districts will need additional funding for their classrooms and other expenses.
Robinson says experienced Texas teachers will still make roughly $10,000 a year below the national average. The Cowboys' first game is 3 months from tonight. The team finishes OTAs tomorrow and then holds mini camps next week for rookies and veterans.
The veterans mini camp, a mandatory camp, opens next Tuesday, and many are wondering, will Micah Parsons be there? New coach Brian Schottenheimer says, you bet.
Mike and I talked a couple days ago. Again, he's doing a little bit of traveling. Again, everything that he and I have talked about, I expect that he will be here. Mike and I have had great communication, everything I've asked him to do and vice versa, he's followed through on, so I would expect to see him.
Parsons is working on a contract extension. Shotty also says Trayvon Diggs is rehabbing in Miami and says so far his knee appears to be in good shape. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There is a new effort underway to locate a famous guitar.
We're down in Louisiana, down in New Orleans.
That rented red Gibson guitar Marty McFly played at the school dance in Back to the Future has been missing since 1985. Now the entire cast, including Michael J. Fox, is banding together to try to find it.
It's somewhere at Watson Space Time Continuum, or it's in some Teamster's garage.
The filmmakers have set up a tip line for information that leads to the ES-345. For now, as Doc Brown would say,
somehow it's vanished.
Erased from existence.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.